From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghanistan marking a national day of mourning one day after a bomb attack in Kabul killed at least 80 people and wounded more than 200 others. The attack happened during a peaceful protest rally. Thousands of people from Afghanistan's Hazara minority demonstrated demanding changes to the route of a planned power line. That natural sound of the protesters came from Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty. Islamic State claimed responsibility and noted a related website the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's Hazaras, who are mostly Shiite, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against IS. Pakistan is under renewed pressure from Turkish authorities to shut down educational institutions in the country and other business concerns run by Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkey's leadership believes Gulen was the mastermind of last week's failed coup plot. Gulen, who lives in the U.S., denies any involvement. One Pakistani official admitted there could be challenges stemming from a complete closure of Gulen's institutions, but he expressed hope an appropriate solution will be found. A senior faction of South Sudan's armed opposition has moved to replace its leader, First Vice President Riek Machar, who went into hiding earlier this month for fear of being killed by supporters of his longtime rival, President Salva Kiir. Kiir and Machar fell out in 2013, just over 2 years after South Sudan gained independence, and Kiir fired the vice president, accusing him of conspiracy against him. This is VOA News. German officials say an 18-year-old German-Iranian man who opened fire in a crowded shopping mall in Munich on Friday night, killing 9 people and wounding more than 24 others before killing himself, was obsessed with mass shootings. As people emerged on Sunday morning, Munich resident Eva Andreeva remained in shock about the attack.
I'm feeling different, I'm feeling strange, and I'm feeling not safe enough, and it's a very strange feeling for me. It's a new feeling, because in general, Munich is a very, very safety city.
Investigators say the Friday attack in Munich was not linked in any way to the recent influx of asylum seekers, which has been the topic of heated debate in Germany. Torrential rains have caused devastating floods in much of China, leaving more than 150 people dead, and the people are upset. They say they weren't warned in proper time of the outpours. China's standoff with its neighbors over the South China Sea's territorial dispute is expected to again be the focus as foreign ministers and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gather in Laos for meetings of the East Asia Summit and the ASEAN Regional Forum. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her choice for vice president, Senator Tim Kaine, campaigned together in Florida Saturday, sounding an optimistic message in contrast, they say, to the past week's Republican Party convention, where many speakers warned the United States is in decline. Clinton spoke about the Republican Party nominee for President Donald Trump, who had no campaign stops on Saturday after getting the nomination Thursday.
When someone says, "I alone can fix it," that should set off alarm bells in not just Democrats' minds, but Republicans, independents, people of all ages and backgrounds. That is not a democracy.
Larry Bond was at the Clinton-Kaine rally in Miami, Florida.
I'm glad I came. I truly enjoyed it, and I look forward to a not-so-tough campaign, I don't believe. I think Trump is going to, has already shot himself in the foot too many times.
Clinton and Kaine will be officially nominated this week at the Democratic Party convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. VOA will have complete coverage. You can always find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.